Welcome to this carrier update, final one of 2023. And Donnie, going to look kind of at the largest, we're just going to look at the largest markets around the country. It's not really.
Final update, let's make this the best 4 minutes of your life here, Tony, the last 4 minutes. Look at these big markets, big lanes is all I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. See the changes. And we see some ups and downs, but the ups are very small. The downs, 2%, you know, again, there's not a lot moving.
They're pretty. There's not a lot of changes. I think
week over week.
The concern I have is that there are downs in this, and we're at a time in the cycle, we're at a time in the calendar, I think is probably a better way to phrase that you shouldn't see spot rates declining at all. They should all be moving higher because now we're what?
The week before Christmas.
Not even?
Yeah.
A few days?
Los Angeles to Dallas, up to 243 as the average. Compared to contract, 255.
That's good, right?
Well, this should be above.
You would hope, right? And in a normal market, it's not necessarily going to be above.
But returning Dallas to LAX,
yeah.
132. That's almost 70 cents below the contract. Dallas to Atlanta, 197. That's terrible. $2 a mile freight out of Dallas, a little bit over 50 cents out of that market. Returning Atlanta back to Dallas, 178. Not a lot better. Average or the contract 254. So here we're, you know,
these are the lanes, right? The ones where the spread is so wide is where the highest risk for contract rate reductions is, right? Because like there's nothing to pull
too. These are the high volume lanes.
Yeah, there's no like when it spreads that wide, there's nothing that's going to help push spot rates up, right? Until carriers are willing to leave contract rates to play in the spot market, they're not going to.
Atlanta, Chicago, 169. Almost a 90-cent split there.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta to Harrisburg, 228. A little bit better. At least we're over $2 a mile here. The contract, though, was 299. You're going to the Northeast. You're coming back. You know, you're coming back. And this is not a bad rate for coming out of the Northeast. Harrisburg,
$2
to Atlanta,
a mile.
199. Mm-hmm. But compared to the 320 for contract, you're $1.21. Below. Mm-hmm. So here are some of the wider spreads. We brought up some other lanes earlier this week. Big lanes, but not as big as these. The spreads were dropping around that 50-cent mark and some of them a lot lower. A lot of these were on the 500-mile regional lanes. So we see on the big ones, they're still struggling. That's why some are up, some are down. But probably those regional lanes, that's because we're probably moving a lot of freight from DCs out to stores right now.
Yeah.
So the volumes might be shifting a little bit. Of course, always the long hauls have been the highest in volumes, but we got to keep in mind capacity can tighten quickly on those shorter hauls.
Yeah. I think one of the things to pay attention to too is I kind of draw the line about 42 cents. That's kind of where in 2018, that was about where the average was, where spot was below contract. And then you see the inflection. And I mean, even if you got it to around 30 cents, I would say you might have some opportunities start to pop up in the spot market at that spread. And you look at some of these, like you mentioned, they're so wide that this is why you look at rejection rates in these largest markets. They're so low because there's no benefit to, like, these are where all the volume is, or a lot of the volume is. There's no benefit to leave your contract rate.
Shippers looking for discounts may go to the spot market, but probably your biggest ones go in the spot market right now. All your brokers trying to buy here. Mm-hmm. Or buy below here and sell here to make their margins.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again in the new year. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.